听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, 2000. Book 1. Unit 6. From place to place. Part 1. Warming up. A. Keywords. Call. Flight. Passenger. Depart. Board.
Vocabulary. Depart. Board. Due. Shuttle. Check in. Albania. Frankfurt. Karachi. Edinburgh. Nairobi. Madrid. Hamburg. Muscat. Kuala Lumpur. Dublin.
Here are some announcements broadcast at some airports. Listen carefully to each announcement and pay special attention to flight numbers, departure times, and boarding gate numbers. Write them in the correct spaces.
previous passengers to Dublin, flight number AI-141. This flight is now closing at gate number 6. Aer Lingus to Dublin, flight number AI-141. This flight is now closing at gate number 6.
British Airways passengers for flight number BA-560 to Athens. This flight is now closing at gate number 22.
B. Keywords. Chief steward. Buffet car. On sale.
Vocabulary. Steward. Buffet. Toast. Ham. Cress. Licensed.
Here is an announcement made by the chief steward about the buffet car on a train. Listen carefully and write a check next to the things you can buy in the buffet car.
May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen? This is the chief steward speaking. We would like to inform all passengers that the buffet car is now open. The buffet car is situated towards the middle of the train. On sale are tea, coffee and soft drinks, a selection of fresh and toasted sandwiches, including egg and tomato, ham and tomato, egg and cress, roast chicken and toasted cheese, cheeseburgers, beef burgers and sausages, and a licensed bar. The buffet car is situated towards the middle of the train. Thank you.
Part 2. Villa rentals. Keywords. Villa rentals. Holiday villa. Bedroom. Bathroom. Kitchen. Sitting room. Terrace. Car. Video. Rent. Fishing village.
Vocabulary. Villa. Facilities. Terrace. Grand. Inclusive. Video. Advert. Whereabouts. Convertible. Divan. Agency. Naples. Metro. Renault. Ford Fiesta. The Mediterranean. Minorca. Gatwick.
A. In this part, you're going to hear two telephone conversations between a travel agent and two different customers who want to rent holiday homes. Listen carefully and complete the following chart with key words according to the information you hear on the tape.
Hello, Villa Rentals. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I do hope so. You see, my husband and I are looking for a holiday villa, and we've heard that you have some nice places in Italy. in Ischia?
Oh, yes, madam. We've got several villas on offer in Ischia. How many people would there be in your party?
Well, it was just the family, you know. My husband and the three children.
A party of five, then. Yes. And when would you want to be there?
When? Well, it would have to be in September.
In September. Mm-hmm. And for how many weeks?
For two, actually. The first two in September.
The first two in September. Well, we've only got one place free then, madam. But it's a very beautiful one. The Villa Del Monte.
And it's nice, is it?
Oh, it's an absolute dream, madam. It's set on a hilltop with a big garden and a beautiful view out over the sea towards Naples.
It sounds as if you've been there.
Just for a couple of days last October on an inspection tour. And I fell in love with it at first sight.
How many rooms has it got?
Well, on the ground floor, there are two double bedrooms, both of them beautifully decorated, a single bedroom, and all three have their own bathroom and toilet facilities. Then, still on the ground floor, there's a large kitchen, a large dining room, and a very big outside terrace. And then upstairs, it's got a very large sitting room with windows all around, and a back garden with a big swimming pool.
It does sound nice, yes. There is a maid or a cleaner or something, is there?
Oh, yes, madam. 6 days a week.
Oh. Well, I dare say we can manage for the seventh. What about distances? Is it far from the town and all that? Do you think we need a car?
Well, actually, we do normally advise people to hire a car.
And how much would a smallish car cost?
Well, for,
For a Metro or a Renault 5 or a Ford Fiesta, nothing grand.
For a Fiesta, it would be about £80 a week.
And for the house for those 2 weeks?
For the period of September 4th till the 17th inclusive, it would cost, your five people, let me see, £570 per person for the 2 weeks, including the return airfare.
Yeah, well, it could be worth. Yes, well, I'd really like to see some photographs of this place or something. Can you arrange that?
Oh, of course, madam. We've got a video of it, so any time you care to come in, you could see
it. Right, well, I'll be in this afternoon. Thank you for your help.
Don't mention it, madam. I look forward to seeing you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hello, the Laurentors. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm just calling because I've just seen your advert about apartments and villas for rent. And could you tell me more about them, please?
Of course, madam. But could you tell me something about what you're looking for and where you'd like to go, how many bedrooms you'd need and so on?
There'll be the five of us. My husband and I and the two kids and my mother because she lost Dad last year and it's her first year with us.
Five, I see. And would you want a house or an apartment?
Well, we'd like a house, of course, if we can afford one, but...
And whereabouts? Did you have any particular place in mind?
Well, we wanted the Mediterranean, like Spain. Actually, we thought of Menorca.
Well, we've got some lovely places in Menorca, madam.
Oh.
For five, you said.
Uh-huh.
And when would you want to be there?
Well, it would have to be in August, because we're both off work then, and it's the school holidays, too.
Well, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Menorca, Adaya. Oh, that's a beautiful place.
Oh.
A little fishing village. A house for five for 2 weeks in August.
Mm.
From August the 5th till August the 18th inclusive. Mm. Per person, £270, including return flight from Gatwick.
Oh. Well, that's not bad. How many rooms has it got?
One double bedroom, then a big bedroom with two single beds. And a sofa, you know, a convertible divan downstairs. A full bathroom, kitchen, and a large living sitting room, and a beautiful terrace with a sea view.
Ooh. Have you got any photographs of it?
Yes. Actually, we've got a video of it.
Ooh.
So if you'd like to come into the agency...
Yes, I would. In fact, I'll in this afternoon. When are you open until?
We close at 8 tonight, madam.
Right, I'll be in about 6, I expect. Oh, just one more thing. To hire a car on the island, how much would it cost? You know, for a smallish one.
Well, for a Fiesta, it would cost you £98 a week.
Oh. Well, it's probably worth it if you're 5. Well, I'll be in this afternoon, then. See you then. Bye-bye. Oh, and thanks.
Not at all, madam. Bye.
B. Now listen again. Decide which two of the pictures of holiday homes the travel agent is talking about. Give reasons for your choice.
Part 3. It's the only way to travel.
Keywords: journey, plane, jet travel, train.
Vocabulary: marvelous, Victoria, Plymouth.
Douglas and Annabel have arrived at their friend Charles' house by plane and by train, respectively. Which means of transportation is better? Listen to their conversation and complete the following chart with key words.
Yeah, that's much better.
It's yours, I think.
Thanks very much.
Charles?
Well, you have a good journey then, Douglas?
Yes, I did. I did. I must say the plane was marvellous. Marvellous.
Very quick, then?
The plane journey was terrifically quick. I mean, you met me about 10:45.
Past 10,
yes, the plane got in at 10:30, and we left Gatwick at 9:15.
Well, don't you had to start, though, in the morning.
That was a different story, because I had to get to Victoria, to get to Gatwick, and it's from Victoria to Gatwick is 3/4 of an hour.
Mm.
Then I had to leave home at 7:30 and get up at 6:30.
Oh, gracious.
So I'm not sure if you saved much, really.
Jet travel, mate, that's me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was worth the experience, though.
Oh, I mean, you know, I've never flown across the south of England, and it really looked absolutely fantastic, especially as we approached Plymouth, you know, with this sunshine, and it looked really marvellous, marvellous.
Well, when you come up next time, will you be coming the same way?
Oh, I don't think so. Mm. To be honest. Hello, isn't that Annabelle?
That is.
Hello!
Annabelle. Nice to see you, my dear.
Hello there, how are you?
Want a drink, my dear?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll fix them. You had a good journey,
were
you?
Yes, we had a lovely time. I came by train. It was...
What time did you start, then?
Oh, about 10:30, I think. Got here about 1:30, so it was only, 3 hours?
Mm.
Very quick.
Yeah. Douglas came up by plane.
Oh, how fancy.
Yeah, well, this was
a nice train, you know, very modern and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, loads of trains, about every hour, I think.
Oh, great. Did you get something to eat on the train?
Yes, thanks. Yes, had a nice lunch. Oh, it's wonderful. You can sit there drinking your soup and watching the view go by.
Yeah, I bet it's a hell of a lot cheaper than the plane.
Well, actually, I thought it was quite expensive. Unless you've got, you know, a student card or something.
Oh, those days are long gone.
But it was quite crowded. I was glad I booked a seat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Part 4. Language study, language appreciation. Listen to the following statements. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. Passengers 4, flight 2. Passengers on flight 2.
British Airways passengers for the British Airways Super Shuttle flight to Edinburgh. This flight is now boarding at gate number 4.
2. Due to depart.
British Airways flight BA877 to Boston. Due to depart at 11:20, boarding now at gate 14. 19.
3. Check in.
British Airways passengers to Cork on flight number BA838. This flight is now checking in at gate number 9.
4. Be situated.
The buffet car is situated towards the middle of the train.
5. On sale.
On sale are tea, coffee and soft drinks.
6. On offer.
We've got several villas on offer in Ischia.
7. On tour.
Last day there, a couple of days last October, on an inspection tour.
8. Have in mind.
Did you have any particular place in mind?
9. Drop in.
In fact, I'll drop in this afternoon.
10. Be worth.
It was worth the experience, though.